The way Australians shop online, pay bills and manage their hard-earned pay in the rapidly changing digital world is about to get the biggest shake-up in a generation. As many consumers switch to digital payments, the federal government's racing to regulate new fintech players, including buy now, pay later companies like Afterpay and high-risk cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin. The big question, though, is how will this change our lives, right down to running the household budget? I spoke earlier with our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan. Peter, why is the federal government moving to confront this rise of new digital payments?
Well, good morning, Sabra. These proposals are mainly designed to contain the growing power of global tech companies like Square and Alipay that are really dominating payment systems. It's also about the demise of cash, not just during the pandemic, but in the years before with the growing use of tap-and-go payments, but also the rise of systems like Apple Pay. These days, it's just the tap of a smartwatch. At the same time, the use of personal checks is down by 95%. Cash withdrawals from ATMs have fallen by two-thirds since 2011. Non-cash payments in Australia are worth around $650 billion a day. Then there's the massive growth of buy now, pay later companies. The dominant Afterpay recently did a deal to use Westpac's banking license for its money app to take deposits, which could include salaries. Buy now, pay later companies regard themselves as budgeting apps at the moment. But under these reforms, they'd be properly regulated to better protect consumers.
The proposals are also trying to tackle the often dark world of cryptocurrencies. How's that going to work?
Well, cryptocurrencies are highly volatile. The global market at the moment is valued at around $2 trillion. But you see massive swings in values for Bitcoin and a lot of unsophisticated investors piling in. Under this plan, local cryptocurrency exchanges would be regulated and properly licensed like credit products to better protect consumers. Now, the proposals have been welcomed widely by the industry, but Jared Brody from the Consumer Action Law Centre says a new special regulator is needed beyond the Reserve Bank, given many consumers who are scammed and often lose their investments.
We're seeing people come to our services who have been scammed 10,000, 20,000, sometimes more than 100,000, where they might be cold called or have an engagement on social media that leads them to being taken advantage of. And once it's on a crypto exchange, it's so easily lost.
Do these proposed reforms in a way give cryptocurrencies and buy now, pay later the credibility that they don't necessarily have at the moment?
I think that is going to happen. Once you regulate these new business entities, whether it's crypto or buy now, pay later, they will gain credibility. And look, they're operating in the economy at the moment. So I think whether they're credible or not, they need to have standards, they need to have safeguards, they need to have consumer protections.
It's Jared Brody from the Consumer Action Law Centre speaking there with Peter Ryan.